This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie found a story this morning that is very interesting. If you're somebody that has the type of religion where you confess your sins and you think you're doing it under the cone of silence, sometimes anonymity, you might want to think again, because your secrets may not be between you, your religious leader, and God. Katie, what is the story?
So a married pastor confessed to a fellow clergyman that he had been unfaithful to his wife.
So one church leader to another.
Another church leader.
Okay.
And that news got back to his wife.
What?
Oh my God.
So now he wants compensation. And the church is saying, you admitted to your infidelity over the phone. And so that confession confidentiality doesn't apply.
What?
There's a technology loophole in the confessing your sins to God?
There certainly shouldn't be.
Wow.
This guy even said, he said, what breaks my heart is that people have come to me with the most personal and embarrassing things on a regular basis, and I will never, ever disclose it. This is a special thing that clergy can do.
So how come he's not just suing that guy? Why is he trying to get money from the church?
Well, the church does seem to be backing up the other guy, saying like, sorry, don't do it on the phone, dum-dum.
I mean, I guess that that's probably because the other guy's a lot more powerful in that church than the other guy is. So
maybe
they're just taking the powerful guys back. So, you know what this makes me think, though? It does make me think, since obviously that one church leader is just a gossipy bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? You two, Katie and Kevin, could never be religious leaders. I couldn't either, actually. But for a very different reason.
You can't remember when people tell you this is a secret, don't tell anybody.
Anybody. If anybody ever tells me, Gavin, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody, my first thought is like, oh God, don't tell me. Please don't tell me. I'd rather not know than have this on my shoulders.
Right.
But you two could never be religious leaders because you love a good gossip.
I mean, not we
true.
We do love tea.
No. Kevin at least is being honest.
That you would get the best tea if you were a clergyman.
I mean, I live for it.
But he spills it.
Here's the thing. I won't speak for Kevin because I don't know. But I know what kind of gossip can be spilled to other people and what can't. There are plenty of things that I know that I would never and will never tell anybody.
Not even your husband.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
Because that's probably what happened here. Mm-hmm. This that gossipy bitch of a pastor probably told his wife.
Right.
And she's like, I'm not a woman of God. I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay, but in my situation, my husband is like talking to a wallpapered bathroom.
Right.
Nice to look at. That's about it.
Was that one of the reasons why you married him?
Because he'll
you knew you could trust
my
him.
Gossip.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, he can't remember the names of friends I've had for years. So he certainly can't remember.
He's fuzzy on me.
Yeah, that's on purpose, though.
We're going over to Gavin's house.
Who?
You? Okay, so you're telling me, let's take your husband out of the situation.
Okay.
There are things that I have told you that you've never told anybody?
Of course.
Wow.
Aww. Of course.
That's impressive.
Why?
Because, like what Kevin is, like, gossip begets gossip.
There, but some gossip is more fun than others.
That's true.
If gossip hurts people, I don't like it.
You know, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
We like some base level, girl, you're not going to believe this gossip. Yes.
Okay. Because that is the kind, like, when you guys come into the room and you go, I've got the tea. Mm-hmm. It's never, like... terrible.
No.
Yeah, because that hurts too.
It's never Pastor Brian cheated on his wife.
Right,
terrible.
Right. Yeah. Like, someone got fired in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, going down. Like, mm-hmm. it was happening.
In real time.
And Gavin was sick that day. And Kevin and I frantically got him on FaceTime so that he could be part of the scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is, not that I don't like to be included. I like to be included, but I'm not really a gossipy person.
You're such a liar.
I'm so excited.
I was excited to talk to somebody. I was homesick for days.
You gotta stop with that.
You love gossip.
I don't pass around gossip.
You spread gossip, but you love to hear the gossip.
That's true. I guess that's true. But I mean, if you're flipping through the channels and you see something interesting, who doesn't stop?
Right? Exactly. Listen, no judgment from us.
All right. Okay.
We are saying welcome. Come on in. The water's fine.
So at the end of the day, here's what we're saying. The Church of Wake Up Call will never be started because you can't trust us with your secrets.
Unless they're really big.
Right. So
in that case, do tell us.
Unless you want to confess everything over the phone, which apparently is a loophole.
If you do that, then it's a wash. I'm telling everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.